Welcome to another episode of Making Sense of Social Media Podcast. My name is Lori Clausen. Today we get to talk to an expert marketer. His name is Jason. I can't wait for you to learn from him and hear all of his takes from his experiences and expertise. So welcome, Jason. And thank you for joining us here today on Making Sense of Social Media. Why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners and the watchers today?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for the invite. I'll start with Perk Brands, which is our company. Perk Brands is a full service digital marketing agency that partners with organizations, primarily home product manufacturers. So these are companies that make products that go into the building or furnishing of a home. So we founded this company about 10 years ago. So we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah. It's kind of incredible to look back and think that we've been around for that long. I've actually been in the space for a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
But before I get into that, for Perk Brands, what we found and still find is that companies, really probably even more so today than 10 years ago, just struggle to get all of the various web technologies and digital marketing options to work together in their favor. And so our mission really is to leverage it all for them so that they can grow their brand and their business online. While that was forming, in the years leading up to that, I was fortunate enough to work for a couple of companies as a marketing executive. And then before that, even when I was in college pursuing my degree in marketing design, I started a branding business. So I've kind of been in this world for a long time. Then, branding for a small business really meant a logo.
And letterhead.
Card, letterhead and a brochure. And
right?
Now
yeah.
we have a lot more options than that. But now it's cool because I actually was going to go into architecture to pursue a degree in architecture.
Wow.
And then I saw graphic design and marketing and kind of got attracted to that. But now I get to meld all that together with the clients we serve. So I have a real, appreciation for Frank Lloyd Wright and just well-made home products and stuff like that. So it really means a lot to me to be able to help these companies get their message out and get their products out into the world.
I love that. So you have such a passion for the customer, the client, and what they're doing. And that just helps them, with their digital marketing evolution. That's fantastic. Well done, you. Just fess up. How many hours of HGTV do you actually watch?
I definitely go through seasons for sure. When I was a bit younger, it was a lot more than it is now because I'm just so much more busy.
Exactly.
But I still do get in a little bit of, home improvement time for sure.
I had to ask.
Definitely a fair question.
Let's just dive right into the topic at hand today. I do love to chat about content marketing, but whatever this evolves into is awesome for our audience because there is a lot to digital marketing and being successful like on the internet. So let's just dive into some of the questions and see where it goes.
Sure.
So what are the main goals of creating and distributing content on social media platforms in your opinion and expertise?
Yeah. I mean, I think at a foundational level, it's to make a connection. Nothing is exchanged without some depth of connection. But I think we have to start with why people are on social media to back that up, to get a foundation. And I think we, as all of us included, are probably there for two primary reasons, education and entertainment. That those kind of fit. There are some pretty wide buckets. So if we start with those use cases, then we can solve for those objectives, then I think we have a really good foundation for creating a connection. Because really, ultimately, what people are, if we solve for that objective when we're creating content, then we're meeting their objective, and so then we make a connection. As those kind of connection points are made, and we fill that metaphorical connection jar, then the more meaningful our relationship can become with that person and our audience, which also means the more opportunities we have to solve a problem for them.
And in that, so as we continue to build those connections, do you feel like it can maybe get easier to create content that is fulfilling and helpful and useful to them?
Yeah, definitely. Because we, you know, through engagement and feedback, we start to learn. We have to start with who our audience is and know that. But we also don't know all the nuances and our audience behaviors and just society in general changes. And so the more feedback we have, the better we can resonate with them while still maintaining authenticity to our own brand. It definitely improves and increases our likelihood that we'll connect, and it makes it easier to do that because we know more about who we are and we know more about who they are.
And I love that you pointed out the reasons why we joined social media in the first place, or, you know, landed there. How do you measure effectiveness or the impact of social media content? Are there tools or that you use, or maybe key metrics that you are mindful of?
Yeah, I think if we start high and we think about things that measure engagement and action, I think that's a great place to start because those are the things that move someone to do something or measure what people have done and how they've been moved. So ultimately, we want to take that, you know, passive scroll to some type of meaningful interaction. And those metrics that have to do with engagement and action help us figure out whether we've done that pretty effectively. There are some vanity metrics in there that mean less, but they still give us some insight into those connection points. So, you know, I think that there are, to be more concrete, if we look at different scenarios, it can certainly, and goals, it obviously depends. But to give some examples maybe that your audience can use, if we start with engagement metrics that most social platforms have, or also social platforms have, like likes and comments and shares, again, those are to a degree vanity metrics, but they do indicate some point of connection, some point of curiosity or alignment there. I think click-through rates or CTRs are another place to dive in. If they're taking some type of action beyond the just scrolling and reading, then that surely aligns with the fact that we've hit some kind of chord there. Conversion rate gets to be a little more on the website side, but if we have converted them to do a thing, whether it's agree to give us some information or some time or some money, then that certainly helps us measure whether that social post and those previous social posts have done their job. And then maybe a fourth one would be time spent on content, which probably, again, could be measured more effectively on the website if they've clicked over from a social post and spent some time engaging with our content. Then that more likely means that there's some alignment there and some curiosity there for our products and services.
Or video views too, right? Like just the length of viewing of the video, that's a metric that matters as well.
Absolutely.
Instagram, YouTube, that kind of thing. I love that you're talking about curiosity, because we as the marketers, we need to pique their curiosity, and getting to that point and learning how to do that efficiently and effectively, that will never go away. That's a task that had to happen for, you know, the advertisers of the 1950s in their magazines, right? They had to know how to get somebody to either tear out the page or give them the phone call, you know? So interesting. Curiosity. I love it.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, that's an innate, thing in humans. We're all curious about something, and especially when it comes to solving some level of a problem that we have. So you're exactly right. Most social platforms have great metrics built into them, though that can be sort of overwhelming a lot of times for our clients. So we use a platform called Databox that integrates with all the social platforms. We then can create dashboards that just pull together those key metrics, the things that are most important, the things that we're measuring, and help them see success and progress.
Tools are, there's just so many, and every tool promises that it's the best and there's nothing better. And so it's so confusing for especially the small business owner who's trying to, you know, be out here and do this on their own.
I hear of new platforms every day, and
yeah,
us being curious and us being marketers, we all have the shiny object syndrome and want to check them out.
Way too frequently.
Yes, for sure.
And especially now with AI and the emergence of all of, you know, that additional layer, like the things I've seen already too are just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
Exciting, but a lot.
I justify that curiosity by saying that I'm doing it on behalf of my clients.
So what are some best practices for creating engaging and relevant content for your target audience? I know you hear a lot about how do I get more engagement? So what are maybe some of the tips that you might have for the audience today?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, we talked earlier about creating a connection, and I think it really all that goes back to creating a connection. If there's no connection or reason to connect, then engagement is really difficult. I think people want a reason to connect, but they also need a reason to connect, which are two different things, though similar. And getting back to what we talked about before, if we're first meeting their objective of entertaining and or educating them on social media, then that gives us a baseline to start from. We use REASON as an acronym. So REASON stands for relate, engage, assure, solve, offer, and nurture. So if we use that as a blueprint.
Wait a second.
If you use that as kind of a blueprint or a framework, then really every business can take that to create social content that creates a connection and helps them engage with their audience. Yeah, relate, engage, assure, solve, offer, and nurture.
That is so helpful to someone who's, again, like, where do I start? How do I do this? How do I get something on my social platforms that my audience is going to really relate with? So that acronym is, did you make that up on your own or did you get
that
from? Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, we geek out on acronyms. We have like this kind of like pastor's or some kind of this disease, you know, where everything has to start with alliteration and acronyms and stuff, but it's fun to do.
All right. Well, this next one is a big one and everybody talks about it. At least that's what I've seen. So how do you balance the quality versus quantity debate that surrounds posting of social media content?
So we think about quality and quantity as two levers, but okay, there's a third lever and it's equally as important, and that's feedback.
Oh, so, yes.
And just to define feedback, it's really just, it means your audience or someone that's experienced in your industry is telling you how to improve your content. So if you do have a feedback loop, then I'd say move your quantity lever to 100 and produce as much content as you can and get the feedback, because you're going to increase your quality as you do that. The more practice you get, the more feedback you get, the better your quality gets. If you don't have a good feedback loop, you know, it available to you, then I would say move your quality lever to like 90. And publish as frequently as you possibly can, you know, without sacrificing that quality level of 90. Because the more content you create, the more you can learn what resonates, kind of what we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but if you try to go to 100 on quality without feedback, you get hung up on trying to create content that's perfect, and then you don't publish as often. And so therefore you don't learn as much as you could by publishing content. So that's kind of the way we look at it. And if you get all three of those levers to 100, man, your content and your brand is going to just skyrocket because you're hitting on all cylinders.
Okay, well, lastly, let's talk about storytelling. So how do you leverage the power of storytelling and emotion when it comes to social media content?
Yeah, I mean, you know, storytelling is really kind of it's in the essence of our connection points. That's how we connect and how we share information going way, 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 way back. So it's clearly more than just like a tactic, even though we use it as a tactic because we know it works. So, you know, like a very simple way to illustrate that in the home product space, home product manufacturing space, is to just visualize a before and after picture. I mean, that is a super simple story, but it has a beginning and an end and a transformation between the two. And that's really kind of at the essence, what we're trying to do is show transformation from one thing to another when we're telling a story, even if it's just sharing information. There are some ads that Apple is currently running for their watch, and then they just do a great job of storytelling. The ads are, I think, maybe 15 seconds. They're really short. In one of them, they're focusing on the tracking activity tracking feature, and so there's a man standing beside a pool. He's looking at his watch and he's scrolling through these various activities that he can choose. And as he's scrolling through them, his clothing, his attire is changing, you know, from whatever it is to match the sport. So he settles on swimming, he smiles, and he jumps into the pool. So it's a simple story. You know, it kind of was the underlying theme there is this person wants to be healthier and he's using this product to do it. But if we dig down deeper than that, there's just so much more there. If we go back to that reason analogy, you know, they're relating to a wide range of people that want to be active, want to be healthy. They're engaging by making it entertaining, and showing, again, kind of expanding their range of people that might be interested by showing all the various sports, whether it's activity, you know, jogging or horseback riding or biking or whatever. They're assuring the viewer that this product is easy to use because you could just you scroll and tap and that's it. It's solving a problem. Because a lot of people, if they're trying to get healthy, they don't really know what works or what doesn't work. And so this gives you a component of tracking it and kind of this accountability that goes with that. And then for the offer part, they are pretty clear and simple about that. At the end, it just says wear Apple Watch. So, you know, it's not cute or crazy or anything. It's very clear. And then for the nurture, the last part of reason, they do have other ads. So there was another ad that focuses on the sleep tracking or sleep goals. And so that might resonate with it, still is in their ecosystem of health for Apple, but it may resonate differently, you know, a person that's more concerned with their sleep than they are with their activity tracking. So I think, you know, that's a really good example of how you can take REASON as an acronym and fit it all into a 15-second video.
As you were talking, I was thinking like they provide so much inside of that 15 second. They provide, I mean, they're obviously a massive brand and have been
Sure.
around a really long time, so they're very experienced at knowing what type of advertising to provide for their audience. But still, what I'd like to just make sure that anybody listening or watching understands is that this type of thing is possible for everybody. It just takes time to do the research on your audience and follow a framework like your reason and things like that. Like that's what I love so much about digital marketing is that the possibilities are truly endless for absolutely anybody if they're willing to put in the time and the effort. It doesn't always have to be about massive ad budgets. It's just about doing the research, expressing your creativity and creating that connection and curiosity, like you've mentioned a few times today. So that's just fantastic advice you've given today, Jason. Thank you so much. This has been
For
really,
sure.
really
Yeah, it's been fun.
awesome. Make sure you tell everybody watching and listening how they can get in touch with you or where they can find you on the internet.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the best place is Perk Brands, PERK, brands with an S, .com. That's and then we link out to our socials from there.
Thank you again, Jason. You've been a wonderful guest, and I will have you back for season 2. You heard it here first.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Thank you for watching or listening to today's podcast episode. Just a reminder that my group coaching program called Marketing Mentor launches 4 times a year. So if you're interested in being in a group setting of like-minded small business owners who are all going through the same issues when it comes to social media and digital marketing, I'm here to help and be that mentor for you. So go ahead and click on the link that you see in the description below, and I'm excited to have you come and join the Marketing Mentor family. But I lost my train of thought. What were we talking about? Doesn't matter.